Hello and welcome to show number 238 of The Happiest Plate on Earth. I'm Christy.
And I'm Danae.
We welcome you to our table where the special of the day is always Disney food. And what my mother believes about cooking is that if you work hard and prosper, someone else will do it for you. She doesn't really believe that.
Oh, Peggy.
She doesn't believe that. But I often think, okay, what if you won the lottery? Would you have a private chef come in often?
No. I don't think I would.
Yeah.
Do you?
I think maybe for big occasions or big something like that, maybe I would. I don't know. What I would want is I would still do all the cooking. I just want someone to come in and do the dishes after me.
Absolutely. Yes. I 100% agree.
That would be it. Now, I know that you've said that you would love to be a personal chef.
I would. Yeah. I think that being a personal chef could be great because you create your own everything. Like, you can go and do whatever you want. I follow a couple of people that are on social media that became private chefs during COVID, and they just have such a great life. I'm like, you get to go. This one lady, she lives in Los Angeles. She works for a family that has a house in the Hamptons, and she goes with them every summer to the Hamptons and picks out of their garden and goes and gets fresh seafood and does. I was like, this is glorious. I was like, I want to do that.
All right, listeners, if you have a need for a private chef,
I'm in. I'll help you.
Danae's ready.
Oh, it's, yeah, I think it could be cool.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to start a new segment here at Happiest Plate where we kind of ask you, where would you eat? So we're going to identify some of the top listening cities that listen to our podcast, and you can do that by looking at our stats. We're going to find out what the internet says are the best places to eat in your city. And hopefully you'll tell us whether that's thumbs up or thumbs down.
I like it.
I didn't want to go to Open Table or Yelp or anything like that because I don't know. I feel sometimes, I mean, Open Table's not terrible, but I think with Yelp and Google, people get bad reviews because of one thing and people just go on there to complain.
Yeah.
So what I thought would be fair is to look on Eater. If you aren't familiar with Eater, it is really, it's just what the name says. It's all about food, restaurants, bars, drinks, recipes, and it does cities as well. So for our first listening city, we have Atlanta.
Ooh.
So if you are one of our listeners in Atlanta, this, we're just going to do maybe 4 to 5 of the top places that Eater says to partake of some delicious food in Atlanta. No particular order. I mean, there's actually this, it's like the 38 best places. I'm not going to read y'all 38. But one of the ones, if you like Lebanese food, there's a place called the Beirut, and they do Lebanese dishes. And this is in Peachtree City. They have your favorites, garbanzo bean salad. They even have some Lebanese wine. They have marinated steak tips. And of course, they have lamb and beef shish kebabs. So sounds really good.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Then next up, we have the Spring Restaurant, which is owned by Brian So and Daniel Crawford, evidently some highly acclaimed restaurateurs. So this one's a little more upscale where you can get some foie gras and some sockeye salmon crudo, a grilled Wagyu flat iron steak, braised short rib, or a whole fish course. This one is located in Marietta, Georgia. Now, if I said that with not the right inflection, I apologize. Next up, we have Virgil's Gullah Kitchen. And this one sounds great because this is Gullah and Low Country dishes, which I have the opportunity to partake of since I'm so close to the Gullah Islands over here on the coast of Georgia. But this one is actually in College Park, Georgia. They have she crab soup.
What is she crab soup?
So the she crab, now maybe Virgil's is better.
Okay.
She crab soup that I've had here in Savannah, I don't care for at
Okay.
all. It's female crabs. Not, I mean, I like female crabs. I have nothing against them. They're some of the best. It's not like cream of crab soup that you and I are used to.
Yeah.
It tastes like fish.
Oh, yeah, no. I probably wouldn't love
Yeah.
that.
But they also have gullet egg rolls, stuff with red rice, cabbage, and shrimp. They have a brownie-based Chucktown chewy sundae for dessert. So that sounds really good. Virgil's Gullah Kitchen, very nice. And then next up, we have Heirloom Market Barbecue. And Georgia is known for a lot of great barbecue. I will say, no, I'll wait. I'll save that because Savannah is one of the top listening places, and I'll brag on them once we get to Savannah. But
There you go.
anyway,
There you go. Mm-hmm.
this is just barbecue. It's in right in downtown Atlanta. It is a favorite barbecue spot, and they have just your traditional barbecue, but they also have a Korean pork sandwich with chopped rib meat, fermented chili paste with kimchi, coleslaw, black sesame seeds, and sliced scallion. Last one we have is a very traditional restaurant that's been around for two decades, and that's Bacchanalia. And this is in Atlanta, that in downtown. And they serve crab fritter, Maine lobster with caviar and brioche. And it's very high end. Like I said, if it's been around for 20 years, it must be good.
Yeah.
So that is, those are the top restaurants that Eater says to eat at Atlanta. So we're interested in our listeners if you've visited those or just to send us some of the places that you think we should eat when we go to Atlanta.
I'd love to go to Atlanta.
Before we get into the segment for today's show, we did want to just throw out there, if you haven't heard, that 1900 Park Fair is finally going to reopen after it has been closed, it feels like decades.
Woohoo, it's here. It's come. I know it's, I didn't even know it existed. So, I mean,
Oh.
I wasn't missing out because I literally didn't know. But I'm glad to know now.
Right. I mean, it's closed, of course, during right before when the pause happened. And now, finally in 2024, it's opening again. And they've kind of redone a few things. Now, this has been a fan favorite because of the character breakfast that was there. And not just the breakfast, but all of the, I mean, all of the meals, they had characters there. But they had characters you wouldn't normally see or interact with. So they had the evil stepmother and the stepsisters from Cinderella. Alice in Wonderland sometimes was there as well. People thoroughly enjoy the interaction with the stepsisters, as you can imagine.
They're very entertaining.
Yes. So here's the release from Disney. It doesn't say they're not coming back, but it doesn't say those characters are coming back. It's worded very vaguely.
It's safe. It's
Yes.
safe wording.
So it says it's opening on April 10th. The iconic restaurant will feature returning guest favorites along with newly furbished dining room and special touches. Now, here are five things to look forward to. We're not going to go through all five of them, but things to look forward to when you go back to this restaurant. They're going to have characters, these are new characters. Doesn't mention getting rid of old ones or if they're going to be alongside. But it says a few familiar faces will stop by throughout breakfast and dinner. In this refreshed character dining experience, you'll be joined by Aladdin, Cinderella, Mirabelle, and Tiana. Now, those characters really have nothing to do with each other as far as storylines go, except they all make wishes. So that's where this is, and wishes, especially with the release of the movie, that's Disney has kind of pushed towards that. So that's why I think that these guests are featured there, possibly. And they're bringing back the buffet and the strawberry soup that is infamous, evidently. The antique organ is still there too, but the everything else has been refurbished. So we're interested. We can't wait to try. Head over there for, I mean, it'll actually be my first time there. I have not
Yeah.
eaten there, but I've always wanted to. And Denise's first time too.
Yeah.
So.
I think it'll be a good addition back to Grand Floridian. They just I the other restaurants that they have are great. Everybody loves them, but I think they really needed that last restaurant to open because just trying to get into Grand Flow Cafe is insane. When we were there, there were so many people because there wasn't a lot for breakfast. That's one of the very few. And so it, I think it'll be a really great addition to come back, but also a fan favorite of very many people.
Yeah, opening April 10th, you can start making dining reservations on March 5th. Well, when you listen to this show, the day of release is actually February 13th.
Ooh.
Yes. So we know February 14th is one of the busiest days in the restaurant world, along with Mother's Day. Dreaded day on the calendar for a lot of
hard days for
culinary
sure.
workers. Indeed. So usually what we do is we do Disney couples, you know, the ones that we all think about. We've done them for the past few years, Mickey and Minnie, you know, Cinderella. We've done Rapunzel and Flynn Rider.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot.
Yeah.
But this year we thought we would do a little twist because we just wanted to, you know, maybe travel over to the darker side of things, because I think villains need to have love interests too. How about you?
I believe they do. They need the light shined on them just a little bit.
Some of them have hearts. We don't know how big they might be.
Yep. They might be teeny tiny. They might be really large and almost on the verge of not going to make it.
Right.
But they're doing great. We love the villain.
We do. So that's what we thought we would do this year. We are going to create, we're going to pair up two villains, and then we're going to create a dining experience for them to enjoy in Walt Disney World parks. Now, these items will either be inspired by where they're going to eat, or it will actually be a menu item.
Yeah.
So we kind of took a little liberty there. So we kind of wanted to be a little more creative than just grabbing something off the menus, maybe something we wish that they had for this couple. We'll go through. And I think, I mean, it was a lot of fun to do this.
Yeah, it's super cool. Yeah. I think you guys will enjoy it.
I do too. So first, we're going to read you the backstory of each of our characters and their love affair and what they're hoping to achieve by coming together. So first up, I have the Evil Queen and Gaston.
Oh, beautiful.
So to begin, in the enchanted realm of Disney, where villainous hearts intertwine, a sinister symphony of love songs unfold. Eerie melodies like Be Prepared, The Queen's Dungeon, and Friends from the Other Side weave tales of dark passion, capturing the essence of Disney's most notorious couples. As Valentine's Day draws near, we invite you to join us on a fiendishly delight feast fit for the most wicked of Disney couples. In the shadowy corners of the Enchanted Kingdom, a sinister alliance forms between the regal Evil Queen and the boastful Gaston. Fueled by vanity and a thirst for power, their union weaves a dark tale of ambition and cunning. Gaston, with his brawny physique and unyielding confidence, is drawn to the Evil Queen's enchanting beauty and royal stature. In return, the Evil Queen sees Gaston as a loyal and formidable ally who can execute her schemes with brute force. Together, they plot to overthrow the ruling monarchy, with Gaston using his physical prowess to eliminate obstacles and the Evil Queen employing her dark magic to manipulate minds and orchestrate a subtle coup. Their unholy partnership is a fusion of Gaston's relentless pursuit of glory and the Evil Queen's insatiable desire for ultimate supremacy. As the shadows deepen around the kingdom, the diabolical duo weave a tapestry of deception and treachery. Their egos intertwine in a dance of wickedness. The Evil Queen and Gaston, a match made in the darkest corners of Disney villainy, are determined to rewrite the destiny of the kingdom in their own nefarious image.
Wow.
Good couple there, huh?
I feel like I'm a part of this right now.
I think so. We're invested. All right, Danae, who do you have pairing up?
I have Yzma, which I love so much, and Dr. Facilier.
Ooh, very nice.
I was a little excited about the two of them, and I think that they could make a great couple. I'm in on this. Oh, all right. In the shadowy realms where voodoo meets mad science, a particular partnership emerges between Dr. Facilier, the charismatic witch doctor, and Yzma, the eccentric potion brewing genius. That is exactly what she is. Together, they form the Mystic Schemers, a duo of dark arts and experimental concoctions that aim to bend the laws of reality. Dr. Facilier, with his mastery over the magical and supernatural, finds an unlikely ally in Yzma, unconventional brilliance. Their lair becomes a fusion of eerie incantations and bubbling potions, where shadows dance to the rhythm of otherworldly incantations mixed with the clinks and clatters of Yzma's devices. Dr. Facilier's tarot cards intertwine with Yzma's colorful vials as they concoct schemes to gain power and riches. The charismatic charm of Dr. Facilier complements Yzma's matter-of-factness, creating a partnership that is both unpredictable and deviously effective. Whether it's concocting a potion to manipulate fate or summon spirits to aid their nefarious plans, the Mystic Schemers weave a tapestry of magic and science that keeps their enemies guessing and their allies trembling. Together, they are standing as a dark force to be reckoned with in a twisted landscape of Disney villainy.
This is fun. I really like
This is
this.
so funny.
Yeah. It's so much more fun than their traditional couples.
It is. I like this.
So we're going to do each course. We'll tell you what they're going to have and possibly and where it was inspired by, what restaurant. And so our the title for The Evil Queen in Gaston is A Sinister Feast of Royalty and Brawn. And their appetizers are going to be inspired by the Evil Queen from Be Our Guest, a wickedly spiced apple salad with fresh apples, walnuts, spiced vinaigrette, reminiscent of the Evil Queen's iconic poison apple. And Gaston will have a famous leek soup, which is inspired by some of the soups that they have at Be Our Guest. And just like Gaston, because he eats it to stay as brawny as a beast.
Appetizers, or actually, we'll start with the title. So, the Mystic Schemers' Delectable Dark Feast. So, their appetizers they will be having are going to be the Voodoo Gumbo from Tiana's Place. This will be Dr. Facilier's inspired dish, a rich and flavorful gumbo with a touch of dark magic, featuring a blend of andouille sausage, chicken, and Creole spices. And this might be my favorite. Kronk's spinach puffs from Be Our Guests, inspired by none other than Yzma. Delicate pastry pockets filled with spinach, feta, and secret concoction of Yzma's special herbs.
I like those.
So good.
So Disney, if you're listening, this should be something you should do.
Do a villains like themed everything.
Right. Yes. And some of these, even though they're not truly from the menu, taken from inspiration of those menus and places. Let's
Absolutely.
do it. I think some of these
Why
are
not?
good. All right, we're going to move to the main courses. And this one is inspired by the Evil Queen from Le Cellier. We have a succulent venison medallion, perfectly grilled and drizzled with a poison apple glaze, served with hearty root vegetables and greens. And for Gaston, we're going to have the perfectly cut prime steak, which is grilled, served with a side of garlic mashed potatoes and roasted vegetables.
Yum, sounds delectable. The main courses for my lovely villainous couple: shadow steak from Le Cellier Steakhouse, inspired by Dr. Facilier, a succulent steak grilled to perfection, served with a side of truffle butter, root veggies, and the shadow cast by the dish and an eerie touch.
Very nice.
Ah, so good. This will be Yzma's inspired experimental pasta from Tutu Italia Restaurant, a pasta dish featuring unique shapes and flavors, cooked al dente, tossed in a mysterious sauce concocted by Yzma herself.
I feel like that's going to be sparky and spattering and
not sure what's happening.
So the sides to go along with the entrees for my lovely couple. Inspired by the Evil Queen, we have a forest mushroom risotto with dark truffle drizzle. So this is creamy arborio rice served in a medley of wild forest mushrooms and drizzled with a dark truffle reduction to add a touch of decadence and intrigue to the dish. We have for Gaston, we have stuffed potatoes. These are twice baked potatoes stuffed with a decadent mixture of cheese and bacon, showcasing Gaston's love for a hearty meal.
My sides are going to be enchanted forest root mash, a velvety mash of exotic roots infused with mysterious spices and herbs, creating a side dish that transports diners to the heart of a mystical forest. Yzma will have a nebula-infused quinoa salad. Wow, she's getting healthy now. A cosmic blend of quinoa, roasted veggies, celestial, you're welcome, dressing, showcasing Yzma's flair for the inventive flavors and molecular gastronomy techniques.
Man. Very nice.
I know. I would go for these in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Well, now moving on to dessert. And we have, inspired by our lovely Evil Queen, we have a decadent dark chocolate mousse served in a mirror-shaped mold reflecting the queen's obsession with beauty, garnished with edible gold and apple-shaped accents for a touch of enchantment. And Gaston will have a triple chocolate cake that is rich and indulgent, reflecting Gaston's penchant for excess.
Man, we are, of course, Dr. Facilier has to get beignets. Doesn't matter if we're good or we're evil.
Yep.
Beignets from Saskalula, because I can't say it, Float Works, and Food Factory. So these are going to be the light and fluffy beignets dusted with powdered sugar, served with chocolate sauce. And then we're going to head to Be Our Guest, Secret Potion Parfait, inspired by Yzma. This will be the layers of colorful fruit and yogurt parfait topped with mysterious potion-inspired berry coulis.
I definitely see like Pop Rocks on the top of that.
Absolutely Pop Rocks. And yeah, add Sprite to it or something crazy.
Yeah. I like that. So we're going to have beverages as well. We're going to have a specialty cocktail and then one traditional beverage for our couple. So for the Evil Queen, we will have a poisoned apple martini. This is a sinister blend of apple-flavored spirits, a hint of forbidden magic, paying homage to the Evil Queen's iconic poison apple, served in a mesmerizing glass for a touch of dark elegance. And Gaston will have LeFou's brew. Of course, he's going to have his buddy's best friend's drink. So we have this is non-alcoholic frozen apple beverage, which is perfect.
Absolutely.
The Evil Queen, with some hint of marshmallow and passion fruit foam, named after Gaston's loyal sidekick. This brew provides a refreshing and unique drink to complement the feast.
I just can't wait for any of these drinks. These that are coming up, Shadow Elixir from Jacques Lindsay's Hangar Bar. A dark and enchanted cocktail with black vodka, elderflower liqueur, and a splash of citrus. Yzma's fizzy concoction from Trader Sam's Grotto, a bubbly and effervescent mocktail with a mix of exotic fruit juices topped with sparkling water. It's like a full-on experiment.
It is. It is. I think so.
Wow. I like it.
Yeah. And so to just round out my character's meal. So this sinister feast at Walt Disney World combines the regal sophistication of the Evil Queen with the robust indulgence of Gaston, creating a dining experience that reflects both their devious charm and insatiable appetites.
Love it. This dark and delectable feast at Walt Disney World combines the mystical charm, the mystic schemers, with the diverse culinary offerings of Disney's renowned restaurants, creating an unforgettable dining experience for all these nefarious collaborators.
That was fun.
We're doing great.
Yeah.
I know. This is very cool. I'm impressed by their meals and
Me too.
All the things that combine.
Yeah. I'd go to dinner with either one of them.
Heck yeah.
I don't know if I'd come out alive, but I'd have a final good meal.
Yeah. The amount of apples you've got going on and I'm a little apprehensive.
A lot of chances for her to sneak something in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Very true.
Oh, that's funny. Are you hungry for more of the Happiest Plate on Earth podcast? We have several menu items you might enjoy. Join our Facebook group, The Happy Platers. Check out our Instagram at Happiest Plate on Earth. And finally, you can savor all things from our podcast at happiestplate.com.
And reservations are always open for you to join us next time by subscribing to our podcast, which can be found on all of those listening platforms. And as Remy says, this much I know, if you are what you eat,
then I only want to eat the good stuff.
Thank you very much for joining us today. It is always a pleasure having you dine with us. The Happiest Plate on Earth is delivered to you fresh out of the podcast oven by Christy, our talented culinary agent, who has partnered with Magical Wanderlust Adventures, an authorized Disney vacation planner, travel advisors who specialize in Disney destinations and offer free concierge-level service, where every vacation is customized to you and your style of travel. If you are looking to create some magical memories at any Disney destination, please reach out by visiting happiestplate.com and clicking on free quote. If you can dream it, you can do it. And always remember, this whole thing was started by a mouse.